sorry about scaring you, Amanda.
Not cool at all. It wasn't even 6 a.m.
I know. You damn near turtle-headed, too, didn't you? We won't get into details about what that is. Means almost pooping yourself. Okay, we will get into details about what that is. If you'd like to see my sweet hiding spot, you can barely see me back there.
Yeah, it was really good.
Find it on Twitter or Facebook. You want to hear the audio from it?
Oh, why did you do this?
I recorded it when I scared Amanda real good. Here it comes.
Ah! Oh, what the f***?
You've got a potty mouth this early.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's kind of see what happened before.
Okay.
The big scare. You asked me to get you coffee by putting your coffee cup on your head and pointing at it.
Yeah.
And then I got you coffee, came back, couldn't find you, set your coffee down.
You are giving me dirty looks over there. What's wrong?
I don't trust you.
Why?
First, you scare me this morning.
Yeah, got you good there.
And now you record me without my knowledge. Isn't that an invasion of privacy or something?
Not when you sound this bad.
Oh, don't do it.
I had to record you to prove a point.
What point is that?
That you're terrible and you shouldn't sing around me. $20 and I won't play it.
You give me $20 or I won't go to your boss.
All right, here it comes.
Oh.
Mariana's Trench Fallout was playing a few minutes ago. And this is Amanda hitting some high notes. I'll just play 12 seconds of it. Get ready for this, Sonic Nation.
Falling, wake. Union, missing like a baby's dying.
I couldn't understand any of those lyrics on top of it. It's called Fall Out, not Fall In.
Why? Fall in. Fall in. Stop it.
Fall in. Fall
Rider.
In. Fall in. Fall in.
Stop
fall
it.
In.
Fall in. Fall in. Fall in. Union. Music like a baby's iron.
Million.
Stop it.
Did you say?
Don't play
just
it
listen.
Again.
I want to try to figure out what you said here at the end. I think you said million.
Union, music like a baby's iron.
Million,
stop.
You seem like a baby's crying.
Million, you seem like a baby's crying.
That's not even close.
Rider in the morning.
Hit us up on the Facebook or Twitter. Just search the Sonic Nation. You'll find us. Oh, yeah. You'll find us real good. 310 hits is our number. That's 310-4487. We're talking about odd ways you've gotten out of speeding tickets or seatbelt tickets.
I told them the officer that my pad was overflowing.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pretend like you were talking about hockey pads.
Sure.
Okay.
Still got me out of over a $300 ticket.
You just said that you had a heavy flow?
Yeah. And you let me go.
It's a great excuse, though, because you want to end this call. You don't want to talk about pads and tampons.
Yeah, I've already hung up on this woman.
Oh.
No?
Oh. I mean, now I have.
Oh, okay.
There is a master of this game, and his name is Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. He had a tip, and it works every time on the Trailer Park Boys. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you shouldn't follow the Trailer Park Boys for stuff to implement into your real life, but except for maybe this one. Here's a clip of what he does that works so good.
Gentlemen, how's it going? Driver's license registration, please.
This isn't our car, and I got checked in here. I don't
you got
see
no
any
registration, no.
Oh,
no, nothing?
We have
out of the car, guys.
You look familiar. I know you from somewhere too. You know Jim, or Jim knows you, or something like that.
Oh, the whole Jim trick. Yeah, like everybody knows someone named Jim, right? So when he gets in or something, he just like throws the name Jim out there, and he figures someone will pick up on it, gives him an in, and then he's home free.
Jim really well, don't you, or something? Or Jim knows you?
Jim,
or
my father, Jim, you mean?
Oh, he's your father. Man, I didn't know that. Yeah, he mentioned he had a son in the force. That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know the old man?
Yeah, him and my dad go way back. Yeah.
Small world.
You guys is, for sure. Right. Yeah. So.
I guess everything's okay here. You guys can go on your way.
Great. You don't have any smokes, do you?
Smokes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I got one of my visor there if you want one.
Yeah, cool.
So not only got out of the ticket, got some darts out of the deal as well.
Okay, so I was coming home from a movie one night, and it was kind of raining and dark, and I was speeding, kind of weaving in and out of traffic, and I saw headlights behind me, and they were really close. I thought somebody was tailgating me, so I was kind of trying to lose them. It turned out to be a cop. And he pulled me over, and he was all kind of freaking out, like, well, why are you speeding? Why are you speeding? And I instantly just started shaking and thinking, I thought you were this guy. I just dropped off my friend, and he was, like, whistling at us, and I thought you were him. And then he asked me, oh, what kind of car was he driving? And he starts looking up and down the street. I said, he was driving a one of those Hyundai cars. I have no idea where that story came from.
Most perverts drive vans, not this guy. He was in an economical two-door.
What's going on? We're talking about ways to get our tickets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not me, but a friend of mine, girl, driving an HOV lane, gets pulled over. She's only one person.
Okay.
Not pregnant. Argues with the cop saying she is pregnant and that her unborn child does not count as a person. Goes into like more than 3 months pro life. Cop basically didn't know what to do. Let her go.
That is fantastic.
I thought so.
Ryder in the morning.
I'm calling about the speeding ticket.
Was it your parents that got out of it or what?
Actually, my aunt.
Okay, what'd she do?
She got pulled over and then she had some beer in the back and she gave it to him.
She gave the beer to the cop and he didn't give her a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd like to say there's a good lesson learned here that you should always carry alcohol while driving, but that's a terrible lesson, so we won't go there. And plus, bribing cops is illegal, so we can't go there either. So all in all, great story, but no lessons learned.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Got something for Ryder? Hit him up at 310-HITS.
Meredith is filling in for Red, who went to Chicago to see Oprah.
No, she went to Toronto.
Oh, is Oprah in Toronto?
Yes.
Oh, Oprah's in Toronto. All right. Well, I'm not that far off.
I can never tell if you're serious or not, though. That's Oprah's part.
I knew it involved Oprah, and Oprah's from Chicago.
All right.
Yeah, man.
At any rate.
So I got the dentist at noon today. Not real excited about that.
I hate the dentist.
I know, and like it's one of those things when you're a kid, you're like, I can't wait until I'm an adult and I'm not scared of this anymore. But you go in and you hear the like,
oh yeah,
in the other room.
It's terrifying, and it's also like, it's an uncomfortable experience having someone pry open your mouth with drools filling everywhere. Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, and they get like, they have to get right on top of you to do it. The only time I like paying for something where I lay down and they sit on top of me. Anyway, we don't need to get into that.
Ryder in the morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Sonic Hits Now.